Hi, Pete Chapman here, your fitness philosopher, coming to you always from the Fit Room Radio and TV studios in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, with news, tips, and advice from the world of health, fitness, and personal development. I have a massive interest in the philosophy of health and fitness because I think there is definitely a formula and a blueprint to human health and fitness. And you know, I think when we understand a little bit more about that blueprint, i.e. what are our needs to be healthy and fit, we can be our own doctor. And I'll give you an example. I want you to take your schedule. Hopefully you have a fairly detailed schedule of everything you did in the last week or so. Just let's take a week. And you look back over those days and see which of the major needs that you got met to do with health and fitness. Extra oxygen through activity, movement, stretching. How was your sleep? How was your water intake? How are the nutrients? Not just what you ate, but the nutrient density of the food that you ate. And what was your mood during this time? That will give you almost all the evidence you need as to your current state of health, because that schedule tells you who you are. And if you aren't getting regular exercise, if you're not getting regular nutritious foods, if you're not taking time to relax, and if you're always stressed or you're thinking negatively, then should there be any confusion about what is the cause of your health issues? We can always find things wrong with us, and we can always be diagnosed with a certain condition, but the causes are always the same. When you are missing vital needs to your health, you're no different than a plant that you get from the garden center that you ignore its care list and you don't give it the shade or the light or the minerals or the water or the lack of water that it needs. You don't give it what it needs. It breaks down and it fails. And it's the exact same with human nature and human health and fitness. So this is Pete Chapman telling you it's easier than you think to be your own physician.